I started in journalism 30 years ago. I've covered political rallies. I've spent hours in campaign offices. But I have never, until today, been greeted by a candidate's attack peacock.
If they don't know you, they will attack.
I really thought they were just very regal and chill.
No. No, they can be very, very vicious.
Do they have names?
One is older than the other, so they just called the old guy.
I'm at a farm south of Nanaimo. Duck Patterson, the BC Liberal candidate for Nanaimo North Cowichan, works for an elderly couple who owns the farm. Duck is 68. For the record, his real name is Donald. Duck is a nickname that just sort of stuck around. He spends every day here, keeping the cows fed. There's more than 100 of them.
My grandfather was Minister of Agriculture in 1952, Henry Robson Bowman. My grandmother, on Mum's side, she wrote books on home economics for the Ministry of Education. My dad was a bank manager, and so we moved around the province a fair number of times until my parents separated.
So you were 8?
Yeah. Yeah, we lived in Victoria. Mum and my sister and myself moved to Victoria when Mum and Dad separated.
Who did you go live with?
Well, we lived with my grandmother for a little while in Oak Bay, but she came down with cancer, lung cancer, never smoked in her life. And so we ended up, because Mum was a single mum and wasn't working, we actually lived in an attic on Work Street, just off of Bay. For a while, and then Mum met Trev, who became our stepfather.
When was that? How old were you?
1963.
So, 11?
12.
12.
Yeah. I was born in 50. 11, yeah, I was born in 52. Okay, you do the math, I'll just keep talking.
Did you remember meeting him at first?
He was a big, tall guy. He was a logger truck driver from Port Alberni.
Your sister older or younger?
Older.
What did she think of Trev?
She liked him, yeah. Actually, I think probably she caught on to him quicker than I did. And I guess probably having a man in the house when I was 10 or 11, I was supposed to be the man. Maybe he interfered or something.
Did they get married eventually?
Yes. Easter in 1963, they got married. And August the 15th, 1963, is when Mom and Marion and I moved to Port Alberni. Mum had my sister Kathy there, and Kathy still lives there with her family. And my brother Alex, he is a physiotherapist in Victoria. I don't like the term stepbrother and stepsister. We're family.
What kind of kid were you?
I wasn't really into sports. I liked playing volleyball. I was quite involved with Army cadets. I enjoyed that very much. I basically grew up in Port Alberni. I worked at Woodward's. It was great working for them. Nobody remembers Woodward's. I did my apprenticeship in newspaper at the AV Times for 5 years. That job didn't start till the middle of August after I finished school. So it gave me basically the whole summer off. I was going to be join the RCMP, but all that stuff started almost right away. And I just finished 12 years of school, and the apprenticeship at the AV Times in composing didn't start till August the 15th.
So your career started because you were trying to avoid work?
My career started because I wanted the summer off, yes. I guess the official term was compositor. Once the film came out and everything and it dried, then we would cut it out and position these pieces of paper that had 1965 Chev, two-door automatic, blah, blah, and over here the price kind of thing. And actually, I became quite good at it. A buddy of mine, Jim, I honestly can't remember how Jim met Tracy, but I was working part-time at Woodward's, and Jim had a car, and I didn't. Tracy was going out with Jim to get to know me.
And really?
Yes. And, God, she's going to kill me.
That's crafty.
Jim would pick me up, and we'd go out, and we'd pick up Tracy, and Jim had met a girl in Coombs. It just kind of evolved that way, and so Tracy and I started going out with Jim. And, yeah, when we got married...
Hang on, before you get there, how would she tell that story?
She wouldn't. She gets very mad when I tell people that she was my best friend's girlfriend and only to meet me.
Are you going to be in trouble after she hears this?
No more than normal.
Duck and Tracy were married in 1971. 1 year later, Tracy gave birth to their daughter, Katrina. Today, Katrina is married with two children. 2 years after that, Tanya was born. She, too, is now married with two children. Their youngest daughter followed in 1975. And, like her siblings, Carolyn is also married with two children.
It's very organized.
Yeah, yeah.
Within a couple of years, the editor of the newspaper Duck worked at, a guy named Rolly Rose, bought the Ladysmith Chronicle.
Which at that time was just a storefront. All the production and everything was done in Victoria. No press, no anything. I would go down on weekends, go down Friday night, and start setting type and putting ads together. And usually about 11:30 Friday night, I'd go down to Travelers and drink a bunch of beer and got to know people that way. Saturday morning, I'd keep on working till about 10 o'clock Saturday night, then go to the Travelers and drink beer. And then Sunday, go back and work till about 4 or 5, and the paper would be done. Then I'd take it with me back to Alberni. And that went on for almost a year. And so Rolly and I chatted one day, and he said, "Why don't you just come down here and work?" And I kicked it around, and I said, "Sure." And then we moved there on a Saturday. I started working Sunday, and it was basically Rolly and I. Sometimes I've written stories from
this guy is very insistent about something.
Hey, hey!
So eventually it becomes 1980, and you decide that you want to run for Ladysmith Town Council. Why?
I've always been interested in politics. Rolly said, "Hey, go for it." And I got elected, which surprised everybody. I did a two-year term. They were 2 years back then.
Yeah.
And realized even back then, even though how small Ladysmith was, it still took a lot of time. The girls were still small. So I didn't run again until 1990.
And why did you choose to run then?
The girls were bigger. They were grown up. I kind of missed it. I really enjoy seeing things done. I'm not a leader. I kind of have the outlook is tell me what you want done, and then I'll just go out and do it. I would love to see Ladysmith stay the same and nice and small and quaint and stuff, but that's not possible. If you don't have growth, it's just going to become, things are going to go downhill because you don't have the funds to keep improving or even keeping the standard that you have right now.
But growth is a hard topic to broach in small communities.
It is, because a lot of people like it the way it is now and don't change it. If people ask me, "Duck, we need to do this and stuff. Can you help?" I'll say yes, whether I've got the time or not.
That's going to be a hard thing to maintain if you're an MLA.
Uh-huh. Yep. But we'll see. I've always had headaches from time to time. But these headaches seemed a little odd. So I went to the doctor. We talked a while, and he said, "Well, maybe take Tylenol or something." I guess 6 weeks, 2 months, I went back. And I said, "Tim, it ain't helping." And he says, "Well, okay, I'm going to send you for a CT scan. To me, it wasn't a big deal. So I go for a CT scan, and They said a couple weeks, doctor will be getting the results. I get a phone call Christmas Eve. So he said, got your results. He said, I was scared that you might have had a tumor. I'm going, oh, do we? And he says, no. He says, but you have an aneurysm. Tracy's doing something, and our daughter was there wrapping presents in our spare room. And so Tracy says, so what Dr. Britton Foster say? And I just, you know, not thinking, because it's not a big deal. I said, oh, I got a brain aneurysm. Well, that's not what you go home and tell your wife on Christmas Eve. Our daughter just freaked and ran upstairs bawling. And my wife sat down and just bawling. And Dr. Fleetwood said, well, what about your mom? I said, she had a stroke. What's her name? And I said, Barbara Jean Bagley. And he called it up. And there's this image on his screen. He traces all this stuff and see the hemorrhaging. Your mom had an aneurysm, wasn't a stroke. My wife was sitting there, and then she just, that ruined her. She was just a wreck. And I don't understand why, but we go home.
You don't understand why?
Well, it's still not a big deal. The mayor at the time, Rob Hutchins, actually wrote a letter of leave of absence for me from council, which pissed me off. Because I don't need anybody doing that. If I want it, I can do it myself.
Dr. Isaac, dial 0.
You do this. Take a few deep breaths in and out from your mouth.
Anyways, it was time to go. And so we're going down the hall, and you see those Ben Casey shows or the doctor shows where you're going down the hall on this bed on wheels, and they push it through the doors, and they open up, and there's all these lights and mirrors and all this shit all over the place. And that's exactly what it was. We go down there, and they push the doors open. And that's when it sunk in, is all of a sudden, holy shit, this is real. And woke up with the biggest goddamn headache I'd ever had. And they put a clip on it, a titanium clip. Hmm. And
they just clamped it off.
Yeah.
So it's still there.
Yep. Dr. Britton Foster, I think, said there's about a 10% risk of it maybe popping, but
10% is a big number when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, it's not as big as what it would have been. I'm still the same. I think I suffer from depression, and which is quite a shock to me, because I found out about 4-5 years ago. I'm not too sure if it was election time or whatever, but I had this on my plate and that on my plate and that on my plate, and I just lost it. I don't know why. I just broke down. I said, I'd had it. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. So he put me on medication, and I love it. My family loves it. I realize now that I had a very short fuse with my family and my wife, and at times I probably was intolerable. I didn't see that. Or I did, maybe I tried to hide it. But no, where I am now, I'm very, very happy. I love it.
What are your days like today? What do you do?
Well, I'm here at the farm. Feeding the animals. I was out spraying the blackberries today, and I was going to go disking. I had to fix the sprayer. The farm, there's always, and I don't even know why I'm farming at 68.
I was going to ask, yeah.
Because I love it.
How often are you here?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 5 days a week?
No.
7 days a week?
7 days.
You're here every day.
Well, the animals, you know, they don't care if it's Saturday or Sunday, and that's what I do.
Well, thank you for doing this.
No problem. I think it was fun.
Good.
Yeah. I had to think about whether, but it was. I didn't tell you the part about my dad ending up being a bank robber, but that's
wait, no, you have, no, stop.
He was a bank manager, And I guess some of the deposits didn't go into the bank. They went into his house.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And he got caught in 1963. It was big news back then, but...
Did he go to jail?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
For how long?
I think he got sentenced for 3 years in Ocala.
This is your stepfather?
No, my dad.
Your actual
dad.
Father?
Yeah. I've never been treasurer of anything, and I don't have any plans on it.
Doug Patterson is running for the BC Liberals in Nanaimo, North Cowichan. Next year, his wife Tracy and he will celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary. Music in this episode composed by Chris Salt, John Rowcroft, and Emmy Manning. Music licensing by Source Audio. Fact-checking and production assistance by Sarah Guild. All interviews for this series were conducted outdoors with 6-foot-long sanitized microphone cables. This podcast series is produced by Nanaimo's Engage Q Digital. I'm Todd Maffin.